But first today, across the sea to New Zealand, where the offer to resettle refugees on Nauru is being reconsidered by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. However, there's a catch. They'll never be allowed to step foot, in any capacity, back into Australia. The wise Chris Dastoor spoke to noted human rights barrister Julian Burnside about how this deal could happen.
New Zealand has a right as a sovereign nation to accept refugees from any place it wants to. All it has to do is come to an arrangement with the country holding those refugees. And in fact, I think Dutton said on air in May or June that it's up to New Zealand on the one hand and Nauru or PNG on the other hand, whether they accept refugees that are held in those places. And of course, he's right. As a matter of law, it is a question for those countries. But he went on to say they should be aware of the consequences on their trade with Australia, which was really a way of firing a warning shot across the bows, saying don't even think about taking these people who we are holding hostage in Nauru and Manus respectively.
So Dunn said that a few months ago, and now Prime Minister Morrison is open to it again. Why that change?
I think the change is purely political, and I think it's a result of a couple of things that have come together. One is most of the people on Nauru and Manus have now been there for 5 years, despite most of them having been assessed as genuine refugees. Second, Médecins Sans Frontières were kicked out of Nauru by the Nauruan government and apparently without any complaint by the Australian government. And MSF have got a pretty good reputation worldwide, so the fact that they were kicked out and then criticised what's going on there, that was pretty powerful in our community because, you know, they don't have an axe to grind. The third thing is that 6,000 Australian doctors have signed a petition complaining about the way people are being treated in those places and the incredible damage to their health that is being done. And I think that Australians are fairly sympathetic to that idea. And then, of course, the fourth point is that there's been that very recent advertisement on TV with Australian children speaking directly to the Prime Minister saying, what are you doing to these children on Nauru?
One of the big differences that have been added now is that Prime Minister Morrison wants them to add a ban so that if they are settled in New Zealand, they can't come to Australia either to travel or for business. Is that legally possible?
Legally possible, I think it may be a deal breaker with New Zealand because they won't have a sort of automatic right to come to Australia until they become New Zealand citizens, which is going to take a number of years. And if a person is a New Zealand citizen, why should they be divided into New Zealand citizens who are allowed to travel and New Zealand citizens who aren't allowed to travel? I think that would be a real problem for the New Zealand government, and so it should be. And I think Scott Morrison actually is being unbelievably stupid in trying to impose a rule like that. And for a bloke who pretends to be a Christian, it's astonishing behaviour. I mean, if someone qualifies as a refugee and ultimately becomes a citizen of New Zealand, why should we object to them coming here for tourism or business? The ludicrous extent of this is that we would presumably turn someone away who was a Nobel Prize winner merely because they had been held on Nauru or Manus Island and had ultimately been resettled in New Zealand and had become a New Zealand citizen and had won the Nobel Prize. Would we seriously say that that person should never be allowed to enter Australia?
From Morrison and the Liberals' perspective, what's the benefit actually banning them from entering the country at all in the future in any capacity?
None at all. None at all. I mean, I think Morrison is really working on the rather arrogant, self-satisfied principle that Australia is such a desirable country that people would be prepared to sweat it out for 5 years on Manus or Nauru and another 5 years in New Zealand before they become citizens, and still they'd want to come to Australia after the way we've treated them. And I just don't think that's true. In fact, I've heard people who are held on Manus saying very politely, look, stop using the hashtag bring them here because we don't want to go to Australia.
Barrister Julian Burnside speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastoor.